The man next to me, an office worker by the looks of him, is trying to make himself heard on his cell phone above the hubbub around him. Yes, I have come to see the broken, he says. The broken is the collapsed Vivekananda Road flyover in Kolkata. Last week, great slabs of this flyover being built in this congested city came crashing down, burying cars, trucks, rickshaws, people in a hail of steel and concrete. It left at least 26 dead, scores injured. And now, a mountain of debris, a Mad Max landscape of mangled steel and concrete, trapped cars and cement mixers. And now security men trying to keep the crowd at bay with whistles and batons. Metal barricades are being set up to block roads, leading to arguments with those who want to get through to get home or just to see the sights. It has become a site for disaster tourism. One woman tells a nervous old lady, "Let's go. Why be afraid? If it's written you die in your fate, you can slip and fall in your bathroom." This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Bapi, a resident, remembers just another day in the neighborhood. A young couple had come to get a juice. Their daughter didn't want any that day. They left her on the scooter and went into the juice shop, and the beams fell on her. Bapi says he thought it was a terrorist bomb blast. I watched on television in horror at a man trapped between two taxi cabs, his legs pinned by a fallen girder. I saw desperate hands reaching out from the rubble. Bystanders, unable to move the concrete, could only offer bottles of water. Many, stuck for hours, died waiting for rescue. One man tells a crowd of onlookers he saw a family recognize their brother by his red T-shirt. His face was burnt, his body was in the morgue, his dismembered leg left behind in his cab. Some crushed cars have been pulled out from the wreckage. A yellow taxi, its roof caved in, its windshield battered, has become a tourist magnet. The owner of the roadside tea shop next to it is annoyed by the crowd. Soon a fight breaks out. Someone threw tea leaves at someone else. Where's the battered Tata Sumo car? Asks one onlooker. The next stop on the circuit. Young men take selfies. A schoolgirl wonders, what are they going to do with those pictures? Frame them? Where there's a disaster, there has to be politicians. I see one strutting around importantly in white sneakers. He hollers for two teas, no sugar. This is not just a disaster, it's a disaster in the middle of an election campaign. And there are plenty of politicians fishing in troubled waters. One party leads a march with candles right into the disaster zone in the middle of recovery operations. Local politician Deepali Chaudhary says she's protesting the delay in rescue operations. But it's really all about scoring political points. Meanwhile, local resident Bishwajit Bhattacharya says the city has told them to evacuate their homes. As the heavy machines move in, these old buildings could crack. He says no one has offered alternative shelter, no dormitories, nothing. Disasters cannot be foreseen, but disaster response can be planned. This was a monumental failure of Kolkata as a city. Not far from the site, local residents have made a makeshift memorial, just candles and wreaths on a pile of rubble and newspaper clippings. Priyanka Chakraborty says she's just an ordinary person, normal public as she calls herself, who wants to pray for those who lost their lives that day. She cups her hands around a candle to shelter it from the breeze, then quietly pins a black ribbon on my sleeve as a reminder of the tragedy? Or is it a tourist memento? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.